it was eye-opening for me, because coming from a different industry, I did not appreciate what people go through in their daily life. I did not have the appreciation of the struggle that people really face.
That's Devin Williams. He's owner and operator of a comfort care home care agency in Danbury, Connecticut. Devin will be talking to us some more about hiring a home care giver as we continue our series. This is episode 32.
Hello, rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife Phyllis and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host. And welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Welcome back to the show if you're a listener of Raising Rents podcast, and welcome if you're new to the show. I'm glad you found us. In our previous episodes, 26 and 27, we discussed hiring home care to help you care for a family loved one so that they can continue to live at home independently and safely. Home care is day 17 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging adult. Recently, I was at Comfort Care's national conference and had the opportunity to talk to quite a few owners and operators of Comfort Care home care agencies from all over the continent. I want to share some great tips these passionate providers share with me that come from the experience of hiring many caregivers. I asked Devin, how did you get into home care?
I got into home care after spending almost 17 years at IBM as an electrical engineer.
I don't know about you, but I'm asking myself, how does an electrical engineer all of a sudden become a home care provider? I asked him that question. It was really interesting to see that he had met someone that he respected and listened to their feedback that led him to make this important decision.
Analysis by paralysis, okay? Devin, you're asking too many questions. Do you know the Nike slogan? I thought he was being a little bit sarcastic. And I said, what do you mean? Why do I ask that? He said, just do it. You're genuine, you're real, you're not faking it, your smile comes off as being caring, compassionate, and honest, so you will not have a problem with this industry.
I asked Devin, how do you become more confident about what you do, since you didn't have any caregiving experience previously?
Those were the time I took the time to learn the terminologies, the Parkinson's, the dementia. Of course, I understood cancer, but I haven't seen the real sufferings. And going through that as a new owner, going out there after recruiting, opening cases, introducing caregivers to client, visiting them doing their work, it was really, really an eye-opening experience.
I asked Devin, what makes them different from other home care providers?
So we've been approaching our 10 years now, and there's been so much we've learned along the way. And we pride ourselves of calling ourselves an information center. It doesn't mean a client is going to take our service, but I'll be happy to provide them all of the resources up front to help them with their decision making. I let them know what to expect of home care, the type of care that we provide, whether if it's hourly, whether if it's live-in, whether it's a few hours, whether it's companionship, whether it's homemaking, our hiring practice in terms of background checks, the drug screening, the e-verify checks on all of those. The type of caregivers we have, they have to have a knack for doing this as well. Okay, those are some of the criterias that we look for. Those are some of the information that we provide to clients as well for the service that they're in the market hunting for.
One thing Devin does that is very important is that he encourages you to meet with him before you make any decisions.
At all times, I advocate meeting. Have what we call a sofa visit or a free consultation, a sit down to explain it up front as to how the system works, what the services are, and we go from there.
So what should a family be looking for?
A family member, the first thing they should be looking for is honesty, clear communication and honesty.
Since Devin professes to be an information center and he comes across so honest, I thought I would test him and ask him a tough question. What should a family do when they are caring for someone who is showing some cognitive impairment?
Someone who is showing signs of cognitive impairment, family members should seek professional advice. They should not enter into battle with their parents. They should refrain from using catchphrase of remember or using the word dementia or using sundowning. Don't use those term, period. Okay? Don't be in denial. Accept what's going on. If they cannot handle it, seek professional advice, whether it's agencies or whether it's doctors, being neurologists, that is, who are better able to diagnose and provide great leadership.
This was episode 32. Join us for episode 33, the final episode in this 5-part series, talking about hiring a caregiver to help you care for a family loved one. Thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. Let us know about any topics that you may want covered. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about on the website. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk to you later.